right, we're taking a look at animal testing to continue or not to continue. Here is con number 7, where the main point now is that animal tests do not reliably predict results in human beings. They're supporting points. Again, Dr. Aisha Akhtar says that 94% of drugs that pass animal tests fail in human clinical trials. And by the way, Dr. Akhtar is a neurologist. And according to Dr. Akhtar, over 100 stroke drugs that were effective when tested on animals have failed in humans. And over 85 HIV vaccines failed in humans after working well in non-human primates. A study published in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America found that nearly 150 clinical trials, human tests that is, of treatments to reduce inflammation in critically ill patients have been undertaken, and all of them failed, despite being successful in animal tests. A study in Archives of Toxicology stated that the low predictivity of animal experiments in research areas allowing direct comparisons of mouse versus human data put strong doubt on the usefulness of animal data as key technology to predict human safety. All right. Pro number seven. Animals often make better research subjects than human beings because of their shorter life cycles. Here are their supporting points. Laboratory mice live for only 2 to 3 years, so researchers can study the effects of treatments or genetic manipulation over a whole lifespan or across several generations, which would be infeasible using human subjects. Mice and rats are particularly well-suited to long-term cancer research, partly because of their short lifespans. Here's con 8. Animal tests are more expensive than alternative methods and are a waste of government research dollars. Humane Society International compared a variety of animal tests with their in vitro counterparts and found animal tests were more expensive in every scenario studied. Biotechnology company Empirical invented synthetic livers, which can predict the liver's metabolic reactions to drugs in a process that is quicker, cheaper, and more accurate than animal testing. So you know what I'm wondering. On Monday, I posed the question, is it possible to develop simulated, synthetic humans that can be tested? And now they're talking about this liver, a synthetic liver that predicted the liver's metabolic reactions to drugs in a process that is quicker, cheaper, and more accurate than animal testing. In one trial, it provided a level of specificity which previously would have required testing on 1,000 rats and 100 dogs. According to Senator Jeff Flake's Waste Book of Government Funding, over $7.3 million of taxpayers' money was wasted on studies involving animals in 2016. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals found $56.4 million of government funds spent on animal experiments that, despite running over many years, failed to provide any useful results. Here's our 8th pro comment. Main point, animal researchers treat animals humanely, both for the animal's sake and to ensure reliable test results. Here are their supporting points. Research animals are cared for by veterinarians, husbandry specialists, and animal health technicians to ensure their well-being and more accurate findings. According to Nature Genetics, stressed or crowded animals produce unreliable research results, and many phenotypes are only accessible in contented animals in enriched environments, it is in the best interest of the researchers not to cut corners or to neglect welfare issues. At Cedars-Sinai Medical Center's animal research facility, for example, dogs are given exercise breaks twice daily to socialize with their caretakers and other dogs, and a toy rotation program provides opportunity for play. Very interesting. How about Con 9? Most experiments involving animals are flawed, wasting the lives of the animal subjects. Here are their supporting points. A peer-reviewed study found serious flaws in the majority of publicly funded U.S. and U.K. animal studies using rodents and primates. 87% of the studies failed to randomize the selection of animals, and that's a technique used to reduce selection bias. 86% did not use blinding. That's another technique to reduce researcher bias. Also, only 59% of the studies stated the hypothesis or objective of the study and the number and characteristics of the animals used. A 2017 study found further flaws in animal studies, including incorrect data interpretation, unforeseen technical issues, incorrectly constituted or absent control groups, selective data reporting, inadequate or varying software systems, and blatant fraud. Since the majority of animals used in biomedical research are killed during or after the experiments, and since many suffer during the studies, the lives and well-being of animals are routinely sacrificed for poor research. All right, here is the ninth pro comment, where their primary point is, animals do not have rights, therefore it is acceptable to experiment on them. Animals do not have the cognitive ability or moral judgment that humans do, and because of this, they have been treated differently than humans by nearly every culture throughout recorded history. If we granted animals rights, all humans would have to become vegetarians, and hunting would need to be outlawed. I'm letting you decide about the relevance of these points and whether or not you think they're accurate. Again, I want us to hear the points made by both sides and let's listen objectively. But just because we're listening objectively, that does not mean we cannot think analytically. I want us to listen objectively and think analytically. That's part of the reason that from time to time, I'll give you just a moment. I'll pause for just a moment, give you some time to say, and then we move on. So we're going to be moving on. Well, tell you what we're going to do. We're going to move on to another topic when we come back. But we will continue the discussion of animal testing at a later date. So be on the listen out. Back in just a few. Letting this awesome string quartet take us to the bridge.